أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وكذب به قومك وهو الحق، قل لست عليكم بوكيل، لكل نبأ مستقر وسوف تعلمون. وإذا رأيت الذين يخوضون في آياتنا فأعرض عنهم حتى يخوضوا في حديث غيره. وإما ينسينك الشيطان فلا تقعد بعد الذكرى مع القوم الظالمين. وما على الذين يتقون من حسابهم من شيء ولكن ذكرى لعلهم يتقون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss آيات number 66 to 69 of سورة الأنعام. Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَذَّبَ بِهِ قَوْمُكَ وَهُوَ الْحَقِّ. Your قوم, your people, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has denied it. That is, number one, the Qur'an, the wahi of Allah Ta'ala. Secondly, the verses before this, Allah had spoken about the adab that comes down. They have denied all of that. قُلْ لَسْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ بِوَكِيلٍ. Say to them that I am not a wakil upon you, I am not a guard upon you, I do not guard your deeds. And together with that, I won't be able to guard you when the adab of Allah Ta'ala befalls you. لِكُلِّ نَبَئٍ مُسْتَقَرٌ. From time to time in the Qur'an, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about His adab. But Allah Ta'ala says here, for every information with regards to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's adab, or whatever other information Allah Ta'ala gives, مُسْتَقَرٌ. It's an appointed time, it's an appointed place. There is nobody that has any knowledge of when the adab of Allah Ta'ala will come down. وَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. And in the very near future, all of you will come to know when that adab of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala descends. In the next verse, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gives an explicit prohibition to all of us believers of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There are occasions when people will indulge in the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, criticizing it, condemning it, finding fault. And all of us from time to time, we get caught up in those situations. What do we do in those particular situations? Allah ta'ala discussed this in Surah An-Nisa. The discussion is brought again over here. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ الَّذِينَ يَخُوضُونَ فِي آيَاتِنَا. And when you see those people who, the word yakhudu, khada yakhudu, actually in Arabic means when a person dives into the waters, into the sea. Here it will be more in the meaning of indulging. When they become so obsessed and they begin to indulge, fi ayatina, in our verses, that is the ayat of the Quran, or the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or for that matter any aspect of the shariat, they make a mockery of it, they criticize it. What should we do? فَأَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ. Then we should turn away from them. How we should turn away from them? Ideally, walk away from it. Or alternatively, occupy yourself with something else in which you are not given the opportunity to hear anybody speak ill against the verses of Allah Ta'ala, the sunnah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or for that matter any aspect of the shariat. Do not allow yourself even to hear it. Hatta yakhudu fi hadithin ghayri, until they indulge in some other speech, they turn away, they speak about something else. In some kitabs of tafsir like Ruhul Ma'ani, this verse was a Makki ayat, and the Sahaba were very concerned that they used to sit sometimes in the haram of Makkah. Makkah was a non-Islamic environment, it was a kufr environment. So obviously the leaders of Makkah will indulge in their talks against Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Sahaba were very concerned about this, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us to walk away, then we will have to walk away from the haram of Makkah, we will have to walk away from the Baytullah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, hatta yakhudu fi hadithin ghayri, turn away, do something else, until they begin to speak about something else. وَإِمَّا يُنْسِيَنَّكَ الشَّيْطَانِ. But if shaitan causes you to forget, you were sitting in the conversation and you got carried away, you forgot that you ought to have gotten up or engaged in something else, فَلَا تَقْعُدْ بَعْدَ الذِّكْرَى. Then after you remember, you realize you're in the wrong place, this discussion is not for you, then don't sit with them, مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ, with the people who are wrongdoers, who are oppressors, oppressors of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever it is, turn away. وَمَا عَلَى الَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ مِنْ حِسَابِهِمْ. It is not upon those people who have the fear of Allah ta'ala, the responsibility of their hisab. The ones that condemn or criticize the Quran or the kitab of Allah ta'ala, the muttaqeen do not have any share in their hisab in the slightest bit. وَلَكِنْ ذِكْرًا. But upon them will be the responsibility of advising, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ, so that they may fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that if somebody has the spiritual proficiency, somebody has that ruhaniyat, somebody has the knowledge, somebody has the ability to sway whatever is being spoken about, to sway it in the right direction, in other words, to respond in a proper manner within one's capability and ability, then by all means one may attempt to do so. But if we do not have that ability to do so, then do not allow us to hear anything against Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.